This Sunday, we celebrate the highest and holiest mystery of our faith, the Feast of the Holy Trinity. How can we get to know the life of the Trinity better and share that in our own experience? That's up next on Breaking the Bread. In this Sunday's liturgy, we're swept through time in glorious procession, from before earth and sky were set in place to the coming of God's Spirit upon the new creation, the Church. We begin in the heart of the Trinity as we listen to the testimony of divine wisdom in the first reading. Poured forth from of old in the loving delight of the Father, through wisdom the heavens were established, the foundations of the earth were fixed. From before the beginning, wisdom was with the Father as craftsman, the artisan by which all things were made. And he took special delight, he tells us, in the crowning glory of God's handiwork, the human race, the sons of men. In Sunday's psalm, he comes down from heaven, made a little lower than the angels, and he comes among us as the Son of Man. All things are put under his feet, so that he can restore to humanity the glory for which we were made from the beginning, the glory that we lost through sin. He tasted death that we might be raised to life in the Trinity, that his name might be made glorious over all the earth. Through the Son, we have gained grace and access in the Spirit to the Father, as Paul proclaims in today's epistle. The Spirit, the love of God, has been poured out into our hearts, the Spirit of adoption, making us children of the Father once more. This is the Holy Spirit that Jesus promises in the gospel this week. His Spirit comes as divine gift and anointing to guide us to all truth, to show us the things that are coming, the things that were meant to be from before all ages, that we will find peace and union in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and share the life of the Trinity for all eternity. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.